Good morning，
早安，
早晨啊，
早晨，早晨好。
感谢神，让我能够第一次来到大家的当中。
Thank God that I can come here for the first time。
我过去这几年都一直在做神学培训的工作。
So in the past few years, I've been doing teaching in theology。
但是我在今年的八月一号开始啊，就比较有特别了。
After August 1st, I will do something special.
我会回到台湾的客家宣教神学院。
I'm going to
go back to the Taiwan and join the 那个变成那个 the faculty of the Christian Hakka Seminary. Okay.
Christian Hakka Seminary in Taiwan after August 1st.
对不起，这个是很特别的一个名字，因为这是美国的宣教士取的。
This is a very interesting name because the name was made up by American missionary.
Missionary, yeah, yeah. 对，所以我会到大家来服侍。我不晓得当中有没有客家人啊？
有
哈干你吗？哦啊，干家族啊，太干好哈。OK， 呀，很高兴能够见到大家哈。
I'm very glad to be able to come here and see you guys。
今天我要讲这个题目是属灵的教养，因为今天刚好是父亲节。
So because today is Father's Day, I'm giving this topic the power of spiritual upbringing or nurturing。
那事实上，我要讲的是讲到是要有能够有一个。坚守信仰的第二代。
What I'm trying to focus on is to have a second generation with the strong faith.
那事实上，我今天要讲的又比较把它narrow down 一点，把它缩减一点哈，
actually,
就变得要讲。
Actually, I have to narrow down a little bit further for today.
就是讲到属灵传承的一个重要性。
And focusing on what spiritual legacy, the importance of spiritual legacy or inheritance.
所以是要透过这样的一个尤其是我们刚刚所研读的那段的经文
and especially going through the passage we just read
就是提摩太后书的第二章
that is second Timothy chapter 2
来学习怎么样来做属灵的传承
through that passage we learn how to pass down this pass down how to pass down our faith
特别是能够来培育来 nurturing 来培育我们的第二代。
And how can we nurture our second generation?
想想看提摩太后书。
Think about the second Timothy first.
这卷书应该是保罗最后所写的一卷书。
This probably is the last book that last letter written by Paul.
因为这卷书跟其他的书信截然不同啊。
Because this is very different from other letters written by Paul.
尤其是那一种的面对他人生即将终结的那个词句很多。
So there are quite a few passages indicating he is facing the last days of his life.
比如说他讲到他要被浇奠的时候到了哈 ，pouring out 那个。
Yeah, for example, he saying something that he'slike a point out as a the point out as a sacrifice
对他好像一个祭物要被浇奠在神的面前所以这样的一个词句都出现在这一卷书里面
so even that type of wording are used in his letter
所以在这一卷书里面就提到这种属灵的传承我讲是非常的值得我们来思考的
So I think this deserve our devotion in, come to think about the spiritual in, legacy or inheritance
所以我们今天就是 要从使徒保罗来学这样的一个属灵的传承
So what we want to do is to learn this spiritual legacy from Apostle Paul
那我第一个要讲的这一个的主题就是属灵的传承呢是终极的考验
So this spiritual legacy or inheritance is our ultimate test
是我们所有事工的一个终极的考验
That is the ultimate test for all our ministry.
想想看，保罗在哥林多前书那边曾经讲过。
So think about what Paul said in the Corinthians.
所以有些人的事工的结果像金银宝石。
So there are people's their result of their ministry are like a gold or silver.
但是有些人的那个侍奉好像草木禾秸啊。
And for some, the end result of their ministry are just like wood or just like
grass.
Grass.
Okay. 所以是这样的一个情况。
So that's what we can see in Paul's teaching.
所以属灵传承是所有一切事工的一个终极的考验。
So this spiritual legacy is our ultimate test.
我特别是喜欢这本书啊。
I like especially this book here.
就是我放在我手中的，你们看到投影片，你可以看得到。
This is what I have here, and you can also see that in the PowerPoint.
英文名字叫做English title is The Top 10 Mistakes Leaders Make.
这本书的名字叫领袖的十大错误。
这个十大错误呢，我觉得很值得我们来思考。
I think this deserves for us to reflect upon this 10 greatest mistake.
因为很多的书都提到领袖的一个正面的积极的部分。
So many books talk about what leader should look out for in terms of what's the positive side of the attributes.
那我书架上有一两本是有关于这个消极面甚至阴暗面的。
But I have a couple books on my bookshelf that talks about the dark side or negative side of the leadership.
另外一本书就是刚的翻译那个 dark side 黑暗阴暗面的有关于领袖这方面的。
So one of the book actually used the dark side as its title.
那这边是讲到这个领袖所犯的错误。
So here this one is talking about the mistakes made by leaders.
他的其中的一个错误里面就是这边所写的。
One of the mistake is what we displayed here.
就是成就非凡，但是后继无人。
That the mistake is that success without successors.
刚好最近这个美国很多的所谓的 mega church 大教会啊，超大型的教会。
So in America, we see a lot of mega churches.
他们都面临到这个继承人的问题。
We see the crisis. The crisis they have for seeking for the successors.
是的，不管什么样的一个成就。
So whatever the success you might have.
但是却后继无人，那个成就何等的可惜。
What a pity if there's no successors for it.
因为我们读中国的历史，我们知道从秦始皇就开始就面对这个问题了。
Reading history, we can see that even the first emperor Qin has the same issue.
他叫始皇啊，表示他这个好像他的王朝位世世代代一直下去啊。
So he called himself the first emperor as if his empire is going to last forever and ever.
但是我们都知道他的王朝不过两代啊，第三代就没人了。
And but in history we see that his empire lasts no longer than two generations.
所以我们可以看到，就是说这种的情况是一个真的是领袖很大的一个问题，就是成就非凡哈，但是后继无人。
So you can see this is one of the biggest problem for leaders, that is with great success but without great successors.
所以我们教会面临的一个挑战总是我们后继有人吗？
So the challenge for church has always been that will there be successors?
这也是为什么我现在从事有关于神学培训的工作。
So that is why I want to do the seminary trainings at this time of my life.
因为我希望一代又一代的那个神学生，新的传道人能够被 塑造出来。
And because I want to see the newer generations can be formed and shaped for the upcoming generations.
感谢主，我过去的几年的当中到过一些不同的地方。
I thank God that I have been visiting a few different places.
我到过这个西班牙。
I visited Spain.
我到过南非啊。
I visited South Africa.
然后去了六个地方哈，六个城市。
And visited six cities there.
我是南非有加州的三倍大。
So South Africa is about three times of the size of California.
你知道有多少华人吗
？Do you know how many Chinese are there？
你很难想象到哈，
有
五十万的华人在那里。
There are about 500,000.
五十万哈，五十万
Chinese there.
但是只有十间教会。
But there are only 10 Chinese churches.
而且聚会的人数大概整个加起来不到一千人。
And the total of number attending the churches there is less than 1,000.
所以真的是很需要很需要工人。
So we need a lot of workers.
我在讲说他们那个地方更多需要做职场的工作。
I think they need a lot of church planting there too.
我到过西班牙。
I also visited Spain.
我到过英国。
I visited Great Britain.
我也到了中国的大陆。
I visited mainland China.
到处都有教会的人才荒。
There are great need for church workers.
真的是很需要有这样新生代的这样的传道人被训练出来。
There's a great need for the new pastors ministers to come up.
是的，我们教会永远施工的挑战，我们后继有人吗？
So always is a great challenge for us. The question is, do we have the successors for the coming generation?
不过我在想到哈，前阵子有一个我很好的朋友哈，也是传道人来问我。
So I have a good friend who is also a pastor asked me a question.
他说你有没有知道一些有关于门徒训练哈，就门训。这样的一些书籍。
So he asked me, "Do you have any books talk about discipleship?"
他说他已经知道一些像英文的一些书籍，也知道一些中文的书籍。
So he said, "I have acquired a few books in English and in Chinese."
我说你这个根本问错了问题啊。
So I said, "You actually asked the wrong question."
这是一个错误的问题。
This is a wrong question.
因为讲到门徒训练
，because On the subject of discipleship,
它不是一个节目，它不是一个 program。用英文可能比较容易讲，不是一个 program。
So, discipleship is not a program.
它是一个 people.
It's about people.
是你要把人能够造就出来。
It's about to bring up a person.
这也就是这本书里面提到的第二个的错误，在这个领导人里面常有的。
So the other mistake in this book mentioned is what a mistake made by leader is.
过于看重事物的工作，不太在意哈人才的培育。
So putting too much focus on the paperwork before the people work.
当然这个作者是用英文的方式，很容易讲啊 paperwork 跟 people work 啊 people work 我们都知道没有这个字啊哈，但是他这样比较好懂啊。
So in English, it's easier to play with words, saying that paperwork before people work.
但是我觉得在中文的当中哈，我可以可能有的教会我是要重念这段话哈，过于看重事物的工作，太不注意，不是不太注意，是太不注意怎么样人才的培育。
So in Chinese, I probably would try to say that in some churches, they're too worried about the program or too about the program, but put too little focus on the bringing up people.
所以我们都是注重在把工作给完成。
So we focus on how to complete or finish the work.
就好像我那个牧师一样。
Just like the pastor who asked me the question.
他只注意到，哎，我们要用什么样的教材？
He worries only about what material to use.
忘记的最重要是那个教材或者这个 program 是为了那个人。
Forgot that the purpose of the program is for the workers.
你造就他了，你教导他了，你要他做什么？
So you have to think about what you want to teach and what you want to do, want that person to do.
所以现在他们很多喜欢讲 formation， 就是希望有些东西能够在他的身当中被塑造出来。
So people nowadays like to use the word formation. It's about to forming something in his life.
所以当我们想到这种门训或者很多的教会的节目的时候，不要忘记最重要的是人要被造就出来。
So while we are planning, different programs or different activities, remember the purpose is to bring up people.
不管你能够念中文的或能够念英文的，我们再把这两节经文能够念一次，好不好
？So let's read verse 1 and 2 together in whatever language you feel comfortable.
好，我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人啊。请问这边有几代
？So may I ask you how many generation we can see in this two verses?
四代。
Four generations.
哪四代
？Which four generations?
我，对吧？这段经文里面我。是不是第一代对吧？第二代
you,
我儿哈，对对对对对啊，中文就讲我儿了哈，我儿啊，你啊，对，第二代，第三代呢
？What's the third generation？
应该是人对吧？这个人对不对
？Someone。
然后第四代呢？别人哈，这个别人，这样了解吗 ？OK， 所以这个是一次看怎么样？四代
，so the two generation point out to four generations.
一次要看四代
，so every time we look at things, we need to look at these four generations.
所以当我们看到在教会的这个事工的里面的时候，我们不是只有看到一代。
So when we see the ministry, we should not see only about one generation.
好像我们
，as if just look at ourselves.
而且要看什么？第二代
，look at the second generation.
第三代、第四代
，the third and the fourth。
而且我本身是念宣教学的。
My expertise is in the missionary missionology.
Missionology, yeah, actually, yeah. 是有关于这个宣教学方面的一个尤其是跨文化的intercultural studies 啊，这是我的一个专业。
And especially in the intercultural study, in that in missionology.
我常常告诉我的学生，以包括教会的弟兄姊妹们。
So I often taught it and tell my students.
那个跨文化没有离你很远了。
So the interculture is not far away from you.
你的家里面就有跨文化。
Even in your household, under the same roof, you have interculture.
因为我的儿子都对我说。
And even my children, my sons, told me,
你们中国人
you Chinese,
这不是跨文化吗
isn't that what indication of interculture?
跨文化没有离我们多远啊
So interculture is not a thing far away from you.
因为知道我是做婚姻辅导的
So you know that I also do marriage counsel.
因为要找我证婚啊，我只有一个条件
So if you ask me to conduct this wedding, there's only one requirement.
就是你要有婚前辅导 premarital counseling.
You need to have the premarital counseling.
这是我唯一的要求.
That's my only requirement.
感谢主，到目前我证婚的哈，我辅导过的，他们都没有离婚哈。
So thank God for those people who gone through.This counseling hasn't been divorced yet.
我一直要保持这个 record 啊，一直要保持这个记录。
Record, I'm hoping to keep this
record. 所以我不帮随便证婚了哈。
So I don't really bless the wedding easily.
我婚前辅导里面我都会加一项， so, 你要教你的中文孩子的中文到什么程度？
So I even add one requirement in my counseling is how much you need to teach your kids Chinese.
那对教会的这种的传道人的训练。
And so for the training of this the church ministers.
我常说哈，在南加州哈，事实上在全美国了哈，最难做的就是主任牧师。
So I said among all jobs, the hardest job is to be a senior pastor in the church.
In Chinese church.
In Chinese church.
哎呀，这非常难的，因为
It's very difficult.
因为第二代哈，尤其是讲英文的，都有跨文化的因素在那其中。
Because in church there are second generation, so you have to deal with the intercultural issues.
所以我们这个移民的教会呢，比一般的教会在一些其他这个我们自己家乡的教会有更大的一个挑战。
So there is a great challenge for the church with many immigrants.
因为第一代的信徒哈，他们常觉得第二代要跟着我们。
So because the first generation Christians, they always think that the second generation should try to follow our steps.
但是第二代说我们所想的是主流文化。
But second generation think they are the mainstream.
所以这里面的这种冲突就很多了。
So they can cause a lot of conflicts.
总之呢，在教会里面，我们要一次想到这个世代。
So in summary, we need to look at the four generation, or looking at the four generation together at the same time.
我特别要跟大家讲这个哈。
I want to specially talk about this.
当然这个不。是一个美国人的教会，这个非常大的教会，当然里面中国人也很多。
So this is a mega church that also there are a great many number of Chinese in there too.
这是马恩峰的教会 ，Silver Church 哈。
So this is a Silverback Church.
啊，那这是他们在那个如果你了解叫做目标导向的教会啊 ，Purpose-driven Church 哈，这本书里面他所提的一个概念。
So this is a concept brought up, especially in this purpose-driven church, the book of purpose-driven church.
这个教会是很大方的。
This is a very generous church.
他们很愿意帮助各种族裔的人。
They are willing to help different ethnicity of congregations.
他们曾经派了一个牧师哈，造就我们在大洛杉矶地区的哈 LA 地区的传道人。三年的波广
，so they actually offer three years programs to help pastors ministers in Greater Los Angeles area.
我还记得那个叫 Pastor Steve 哈。
I remember the is conducted by Pastor Steve.
他是他的这个教育的他那个牧师。
It's an education pastor.
那他就在讲这个图表。
And he introduced this chart here.
你如果知道这个在目标导向这个是非常的风行的一个图表。
So this, you know, this is a very popular chart in purpose-driven teaching.
他提到就是说，第一个是 community.
So the first word is community.
因为教会是坐落在一个社区的里头。
Because church is situated in a community.
然后这个社区的里面的人可能会到教会里面来。
And the crowd in the community may come to a church.
那就变成那个 crowd.
So they are what we call crowd.
你要知道他们这个教会一聚会是就是三千多人，可能更多一点哈，是非常多人。
So every service may have 3,000 even more in one gathering.
所以这是 crowd.
So that they are crowd.
然后他们会进入到会有的部分就是 congregation.
And then they, some of them will become congregation.
要进入 congregation 有一个很重要的。
There's a one important things to become one of the congregation.
就从 crowd 会变成 congregation， 要经过耶稣基督的宝血。
So you need to through the blood of Jesus Christ, then you can become a member of this congregation.
这是Pastor Steve 跟我的一直在强调，我到现在还记得他的话。
So I remember vividly about what Pastor Steve talked about this.
然后他们就希望能够造就他成为一个委身的 committed 的一个 member 哈。
Then they want to nurture and teach this member to become a committed member.
然后最后是能够成为 core。
And eventually this person becomes the core.
就是 lay minister.
Of lay ministers.
这个他们的这个主任牧师 Rick Warren 啊。
So the senior pastor Rick Warren.
他的一个 dissertation 就是一个教牧学的第一名的一个论文啊。躺在这个富勒神学院的那个图书馆里头。
So the thesis written by Rick Warren, his doctoral ministry thesis is lying in the Fuller's seminary.
我曾经看过，它里面有一句话很宝贵啊。
I read once, and I think it something he said is very precious.
他说 ，I'm not a minister of my church. 我不是我们的教会的传道人。
He said, "I'm not a minister of my church."
我是我们教会的这个传道人的 equipper 啊啊 facilitator 哈、啊。
So I'm the facilitator of our church ministers.
所以他后来的目标是要能够建立有这个平信徒的传道人 lay minister.
So then his goal in his ministry is to build up the core lay ministers.
所以那个是 core,
that's core,、
啊、是他的那个侍奉的那个核心
that's the core of his ministry.
然后我就在这个他讲完以后、啊、一个 section 完了以后，我就下去问他，看了这个图表，我就问他。
So after seeing this chart, I asked Pastor Steve.
我说多少的比例、啊、你能不能告诉我一个教会多少的比例才是一个健康的教会，是一个 healthy church?
So I asked what is the indication of a healthy church based on the percentage across this chart.
我想我不晓得你觉不觉得我问的很有道理哈、啊？你的 call 要有多少？你的 committee 要多少？你的 congregation 要有多少？你 crowd 要有多少？啊，百分比怎么占
？Don't you think this is a very good question? What the percentage should be across different layers of this chart?
我记得很清楚，那个史蒂夫讲 ，No No 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 Timothy No 。
I remember Steve say No 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 Timothy。
他说最重要的是一个哈，要有这一个一直都有这样的人。
So the key here is you need to have always have people in all different areas, different layers。
然后这个图表让我就感觉到是一个活的。
So then suddenly I see this picture become a living chart。
He's talking about the ministry flow, 是一个流动性的一个水流一样。
So he's talking about a living flow. It's like a stream of water.
所以这个服事侍奉的世代是一种水流，不断的有第一层的第一代的来教育第二代，第二代教育第三代，第三代教育第四代。
So the ministry is like a flowing stream. The first generation will bring up the second generation bring up the third generation, and so on and so forth.
然后呢，他们这些新一代的被差派出去到社区，又开始另外一个循环的第一代的开始。
So those people who are sent back to the community will start the first generation as a cycle one more time.
所以我们可以看到。这个属灵的传承总是要一代又一代被造就出来。
So we see the spiritual inheritance needs to bring up generation after generation.
那什么样的人要被造就出来呢
？So what kind of people we want to bring up?
就是要忠于所托的人才。
So those are trustworthy.
那忠于所托的人才，在这段的经文里面，让我们看到有几个这样的一个特质。
So trustworthy of what they have been entrusted, we see different characteristics of those people.
第一个是站在基督耶稣恩典里的人。
So they are the people who are standing in the grace of Jesus Christ.
我们得救靠主的恩典。
So we are saved through the grace of Jesus Christ.
我们侍奉靠主的恩典。
We serve through the grace of Jesus Christ.
各位弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？今天我站在这里，我是靠着主耶稣基督的恩典。
So brothers and sisters, do you know that today I stand here is by the grace of Jesus Christ?
因为你知道有一个也是传道人的朋友啊，一个他问我说：“你怎么到一个你从来没有去过的教会向他们讲道
？”So also another pastor friend asked me, "How do you go to a church that you never been to, and how do you preach to them?"
因为我们都面临到一个问题啊，我们都不认识你，我怎么样知道我的讲道对你能够有帮助呢？
Yeah, just like I don't know you at all, and how can I be certain that what I preach will be helpful to you?
我那天对他讲的，今天我同样的样道。
The day I said to him, I'm saying this, I'm doing this today too.
就是靠着圣灵的大能。
That is what I said through the.
因为最好的是圣灵。
Through the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit.
最好不是人的讲章。
So what the greatest is not the sermon, but the Holy Spirit himself.
因为圣灵是真理的圣灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
我们都需要耶稣基督的恩典，我们才能够服事。
We all need the grace of Jesus Christ in order to serve.
然后他们也是乐意来聆听使徒教训的人。
And those people who are also willing to listen to the teaching of the apostles.
所以我们在这个神学的教育里面，也在我们所有的教育里面，很重要一点就是教导人认识圣经。
So in one of the things, important things in our ministry is to teach people to understand a Bible.
然后能够享受圣经。
And enjoy the teaching of Bible.
以至于能够传扬圣经。
To a point that we can proclaim the truth in the Bible.
而且能够去教导别人的人。
Additionally, we can also teach people who can teach others.
我是一个神学工作者。
So I'm an educator of theology.
我很就是跟大家能够来讲的，就是说哈，最好的学习就是去教别人。
So I can tell you that the best way to learn is to teach.
不管哪一个科目，我能够去教别人，我自己学的最多。
So whatever the subject, the way to learn more is to by is through teaching.
所以属灵的传承是要打造美好的未来。
So this spiritual legacy is about to build up a better future.
就是打造教会美好的未来。
That is to build up a better future for the church.
那就是有第一代有第二代、第三代、第四代的新的那个功能出来。
The beautiful future is about have the second, third, and fourth generation.
我这边讲到的功能是主耶稣讲的那个功能。
So we are talking about a functioning church, which is described by Jesus Christ.
就是要去收庄稼的工人。
That is build up workers for the harvest.
第二点我要讲的是属灵传承值得我们全力以赴。
And the second point I want to say is that the spiritual nurturing is something worth all our life, all our might.
使徒在这边劝勉这个提摩太说你要跟我同受苦难。
So here, Paul encouraged Timothy to say, endure the hardship with me.
然后做基督耶稣的精兵。
And be a good soldiers of Christ.
我们中文可能比英文好一点啊，我们翻成精兵啊。
So the Chinese is a little bit, it's a little bit,better in the sense that it says this soldier is a very top soldier.
是不只是好兵而已，是一个精兵。
It's not just a good one, but an excellent soldier.
而且保罗在这边用三幅的图画来形塑什么叫做基督的精兵。
So he used the three different pictures to describe what kind of soldier this person should be.
当然我们知道他这个所使用的跟哥林多前书这三个 图像大概跟哥林多前书的第九章都有关系。
So I think you know that the three pictures he paint here is related to this chapter 9 of 1 Corinthians.
我在这边要提醒大家一下我们基督徒的生活。
I want to remind you too, the life of a Christian.
就像一个征战一样。
It's like a battle.
我们有使命
We have our mission.
我们有我们的目的
We have our purpose.
我们有一些事情我们要来成就
Things we go to achieve.
我们不是做而已
We are not only doing something.
我要 sitting here. Okay.
Sorry.
我们好像一个做礼拜的做礼拜礼拜徒啊。
We are not just a sitting, the Christian sitting around and worship.
我们是一个 doer 哈，我们要来做一些事情，让一些事情发生。
But also doers that make things happen.
想想在这个精兵的这样的一个词句的里头。
So when he uses the soldiers,
他是有提到。像在提摩太前书里，你知道他劝勉这个提摩太要打那美好的仗。
So like in the book of Timothy, he told Timothy to fight a good fight.
然后在提摩太后书，我想我们都非常清楚的是，保罗讲说那美好的仗我已经打过了。
So in 2 Timothy, we also remember he said the I have fought the good fight.
所以。这个是基督精兵的一个用意。
That's what the purpose or meaning of being a soldier, an excellent soldier.
我们有一些使命，我们需要完成。
There's missions we need to accomplish.
我们有一些事情，我们需要把它做出来。
There are things we need to make it happen.
所以他提醒我们有这三幅的图画。
So he reminded us with these three pictures.
第一个图画就是当兵的。
The first picture is being a soldier.
所以角色是一个军人。
So he plays a role of a soldier.
然后他的要求是什么？
What's the requirement for this soldier?
要让他不要让事物缠身。
Not to be distracted by civilian affairs.
也就是他没有心无旁骛。
Must be very focused.
你知道那个缠身啊，在原来的文字的里面。
So this involved the word involved here.
因为你知道他们那个就是畜牧时代。
Because you know they are in the farm, there are farmers around them.
他们很多都是牧羊的。
There are many sheep tender.
这个缠身就好像一个羊的那个羊角。
So this word involved is like it's about the horn for the sheep.
然后他就被一个树枝哈，一些树枝所缠住了。所以他就跑不出来。
So the sheep were tangled by those branches, bushes, and he couldn't escape from it.
这边的对一个当兵的要求就是，你不要被一些世俗的事情跟你的任务没有关系，跟你的身份没有关系的一些事情所缠住了。
So he is asking them not to be distracted or tangled by the secular things that has nothing to do with your mission.
所以这些事物的事情缠住了，以至于你没有办法来完成你的使命，或者是拖你的使命，让你的拖延啊拖后腿。
So don't let these things distract you, cause you not to be able to complete your mission and or delay your mission.
所以你知道台湾的那些什么教育长啊，那些当兵的人，他最喜欢骂那些新兵什么死老百姓啊。
So those sergeants in the boot camp.When you just got into the military, they like to scold those newcomers, saying you are this.
这很难翻了哈，非常难翻，就是一个好像一个
civilian.
你就好像一个老百姓一样，你竟然是一个像一个老百姓，而且你还很顽固哈，不愿意改过来哈。
这个 stubborn dead.Civilians not willing to change, become a soldier.
当你知道你愿意这样的来忠心来做一个军人的时候
，So when you have the full dedication of becoming a soldier,
要做主的精兵的时候
，become a good soldiers of Christ.
要讨那个招你的人来喜悦
，and one who want to please the commanding officer.
然后那个在放在我们基督徒身上，就是我们可以讨主的喜悦。
Using the Christian, looking at the Christian, we are saying that we want to please the Lord.
你想一想看，耶稣在那讲那个才干的比喻的当中所讲的。
So remember what the parable of talents given by Jesus Christ.
他说：“你可以，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，可以进来。”
So he said.This good and faithful servant, you can come into my court.
能够进来享受你主人的快乐
and enjoy the happiness of his master.
我们可以讨主的喜悦。
So we can please our Lord.
而且进入到永恒的喜悦的里头。
And we can enter that eternal pleasure.
第二个。
Secondly.
那个图像是比赛的选手。
The second picture he painted is about an athlete.
是运动员。
An athlete.
运动员都是需要守一些的原则的。
They all need to follow rules.
因为一些这个原则如果不遵守的话，你是没有办法当运动员的。
So you cannot be an athlete without following the rules.
现在要讲这个比较难了。
So it is much harder to talk about this.
记得我刚来洛杉矶，刚来美国南加州的时候。
Remember, I just came to Southern California.
那时候我们就是 Laker, 对吧？
We are just Laker.
Laker 啊 ，We are Laker fan.
We are all Lakers fan.
而且我们有的我的邻居还是 diehard Laker fan.
My neighbors they are diehard Lakers fans.
我们从来不知道我们洛杉矶还有叫一个叫 Clippers 的。
We have never heard of the Clippers. That there was something Clippers in California.
什么时候已经现在变成 Golden State 了？
At some point they become Golden. 哎。
但是你知道我们真的是很疯狂这些运动员。
So we are really crazy about these athletes.
但你知道吗 ？Kobe Bryant 啊。
But you know Kobe Bryant.
他是凌晨起来在我做 workout 的。
So he does not do workout, but he wake up early in the morning.
你们有没有看过这个图片
？Have you seen this?
你没有看过这个图片，你不是 Laker fan 啊？
You have not seen this.
真的。
You are not a Laker fan.
凌晨三四点起来 work out 啊
！So he woke up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and start working out.
因为他要训练他的这个 muscle， 他的肌肉，以至于他上场就能够发挥那个表现。
So he needs to exercise, build up the muscle, so he can perform once he jump into the court.
所以你知道，我知道另外一个那个 coach， 那个 football 的 coach。
So I know there is another football coach.
他说什么 championship？他说谈到这个冠军了、啊、哈，这个Super Bowl 的冠军。
He talks about the champions of the Super Bowl.
他常常提到了一个 back to the basic.
So he always like to tell the player to go to the basic.
就是你要训练，你要热身，你要做运动，你要在很多很多里面，你都要接受很多的训练。
So you need to be trained, whether it's exercising, warm up, or all kinds of training.
而且不只是你个人预备好了
，Not only you personally has to be，
你要跟你的那个队员都预备好了
，And you have to be ready along with your teammates。
你要大家一起的预备好了，然后可以上场去争夺那个冠军。
So you can fight for that championship with all other teammates together。
所以你不要以为运动员就哦，我打了，我多好，你没有那个练身，你就是不行啊。
So don't think you're good if you're an athlete. If you don't exercise, practice, you won't be good enough.
也不只是运动员是这样。
Not just for athletes.
我跟你讲，歌唱家也是一样。
So is singers.
我记得好像是 Domingo 的样子。你们知道 Domingo 吗？那三大男高音 Pavarotti, Domingo 啊，知道啊。
So do you know one of the great opera singer Domingo?
他说我才从那个歌剧院到这个歌剧院。
So I'm just walking. I'm just going through, going from one theater to the other.
这个新的这个接着到第二个接着到，你开始发声，你开始发声了、啊，练声音，
so、
发声。
In between the opera house,
I mima.
He has to practice how to practice the vocal.
Warm up
vocally.
对，他说我刚刚才唱了一个歌剧哎。
So he just finished one opera.
他说不，你还是要发声。
But he said no, you still need to go through the basic practice.
因为你知道这个男高音，他那个 high C 上不去啊，哇，全场都是虚场了。
So you know if he cannot hit the high C, the people gonna
对对对，所以你可以看到，运动员你要遵守一些原则。
So all athletes they need to follow rules.
否则你没有办法得到冠冕的。
Otherwise, you cannot receive their victory's crown.
同样的，我们的侍奉，我们的服事，我们要遵守一些原则。
So, is that our service? We need to also follow rules.
我常告诉我的学生，我也想告诉每一个人，你侍奉神的人。
For people serve God, I told my student, I also want to tell you too.
你要教导，你有没有读圣经呢、
？I need to tell them, ask them, have you been reading Bible?
圣经有没有感动过你啊？
Have Bible motivated or inspired you?
如果圣经都没有感动过你，你怎么可以去感动别人呢？
If Bible has not inspired or moved you, how can you try to inspire other people?
好像有一个牧师曾经讲过的。
Just like some pastor said once.
啊，这是特别对我讲，我想我也提醒大家。
He said to me, and I also want to remind you.
你对别人讲道，谁对你讲道？
You preach to others, but who preaches to you?
你要有个 preacher。不管你是多有名的人，你要有一个 preacher。
So no matter how famous a preacher you are, you need a preacher for yourself too.
也许总的原则应该讲，就是说，你教导别人懂圣经，你自己要被圣经所抓住、所感动。
So if you want to teach other people about Bible, you need to be you need to be seized by the Bible too.
第三个这个原则就是。劳苦的农夫。
The third picture is about a hardworking farmer.
要辛勤的耕耘。
Who diligently cultivating the land.
我记得耶稣在这个约翰福音第十章里面提到。
I remember Jesus said in the gospel.
他就是撒种的跟收割的。
Talking about a sower and someone who harvests.
我就解释他说哈。这个撒种跟收割是整个这个耕种的头跟尾。
So I explained that the sower and harvester is the beginning and the end of this process.
在这中间有好多好多个工作。
There are many steps or many different things need to be done during this process.
这边有没有懂 gardening 的人啊？
How many people knows gardening?
我不太懂啊。
I don't know much about gardening.
你们不懂吗？
You know?
不会吧？哈，你知道这个种子要种下去，有多少的工作等着你啊
？You know that once you sow the seed, there's so many things are waiting for you to do.
你要松土。
You need to loosen the soil.
你要施肥。
You need to fertilize it.
你要除害虫。
You need to remove the bad insects.
可能你半夜要起来用那个电筒来看哪有哪些害虫。
So even at night, you have to try to see if there's any bad insects around at night.
你要这个除杂草。
And you need to take out the weeds.
捡到那些枯黄的一些枝叶。
Remove the bad leaves.
不停的给它养分。
And keep on providing nutrients.
很多很多的事情你要殷勤去做。
There are many things you need to do them.
所以你才能够有收成。
And then you will have a great harvest.
同样的，我们要让一个人能够在主里面成长。
In the same way, to have someone grow in the Christ.
我们要帮助他。
We need to help them.
我们要辅导他。
We need to counsel.
我们有时候要安慰他。
Sometimes we need to.
我们有时候要激励他。
Sometimes we need to encourage them.
有时候他不愿意做了。
Sometimes they want to quit.
像我们这个做神学教导的，常常遇到这样的事情。
So like we educators see this often.
我们要鼓励，要再鼓励。
We need to encourage after encouragement.
说你继续来学吧，继续来完成吧。
Just keep on coming and try to complete.
然后他毕业了要去哪里啊？要帮他找教会。
So once they graduate, we have to try to find a church for them.
到了那个教会，还要关心他能不能待在那个教会。
Once he get to the church, we have to care for him to make sure they can stay.
他遇到什么样的困难？
Whatever the problem they encounter.
我们真的要像一个殷勤的农夫，辛勤的农夫，把这个人能够栽培出来。
So we are just like a diligent farmers to bring up a person.
所以你不要想到只有一些 program， 然后把它运作完了以后，人就会出来。
So don't think a program will produce people.
所以我们要想的是，好像一个收成一样。
So we need to see it as a harvesting.
所以求神帮助我们做这样一个基督的精兵。
So let us, may God help us to be an excellent soldier of Christ.
所以我用中文想的啊, 这个可能英文不晓得怎么翻, 真的是啊, 这个基督的精兵是耐操啊, 然后又怎么样, 达标。 就是又愿意 hard working， 然后又能够怎么样 finish the job， 哈啊，complete the task， 这样的一个基督的精兵。
So we want to produce the excellent soldier who are in, who can enduring all the exercise and practice and reaching the final goal, destination.
所以我在这个Fuller，我觉得学 discipleship 最好的一个名词是在这个地方。
So the things I learned probably the best things I learned in Fuller is this.
Good disciples make more disciples.
So 好门徒可以使更多的人做主的门徒。
是的， 好的门徒是让更多人能够做主的门徒。
So indeed, a good disciples are the ones who can make more disciples.
好的门徒不是把这个成人主学上完了。
A good disciple is now someone who complete the Sunday school.
经常来聚会。
Come to meetings often.
然后有参与在教会里面的侍奉。
And also serve in the church.
没有。
That's not it.
好的门徒是让其他的人能够做主的门徒。
Good disciples are the ones who make more disciples.
所以他们常常讲说， 苹果， 或苹果， 苹果树怎么多结果子？
So people say, how do you make an apple tree be fruitful?
就是另外一棵苹果树。
That is through another apple tree.
所以， 好的门徒就是让其他的人能够也做主的门徒。
So a good disciple is someone who make more disciples.
所以属灵的传承是要培育更多基督的精兵。
So this legacy of spiritual legacy is to is about to nurturing more excellent soldiers.
所以今天的讲道，我希望你能够想到这个。
So I hope that in today's sermon you can remember these.
不忘记属灵传承的重要。
Don't forget about the spiritual, the importance of spiritual legacy or inheritance.
教会不要只有一代人。
Don't, the church needs have not only just one generation.
我到现在还记得我以前的母会。
I remember the church I used to I grew up with.
在台北, huh?
That is in Taipei.
他们有一次的一个聚会。
In one of the meeting.
主崇拜里面。
In that worship.
整个的教会3000多人。
It was about 3,000.
一堂聚会。
A meeting in one gathering.
然后一个弟兄起来，
so one brother stood up，
然后说：“我为什么来这个教会？”
Explaining why he came to this church.
然后他说：“因为那个弟兄怎么样带我来到这个教会。”
He said, "Because someone so and so brother who brought me here."
那个第二个人起来站了弟兄站在这里。
So that person stood up and stood up next to him.
他说：“我为什么来到教会，然后带他来到进入到这个教会？”
And he said, why do I come to the church and then brought this person next to me to church?
他又叫出第二个弟兄出来，第三个弟兄出来。
So he called out the third brother.
因为他带领我进入到这个教会。
He said, because this brother brought me here.
我希望你们的教会也是这样。
So I hope your church is like this too.
我不晓得你现在可不可以看看是谁带领你到这个教会来的。
So can you look around and see who brought you to this church?
我希望这个教会有一代又一代的这样的一个信徒， 而且是忠心的那样的一个信徒， 基督的精兵兴起来。
So I'm hoping that this church is also a church with many generations faithfully and like an excellent soldier.
他们是忠于所托的人。
They are faithful to what entrusted them.
而且也是一个刻苦努力的精兵。
And they are also hardworking, diligent,
能够在主来的时候得着主的称赞，
and who will win the praise of our Lord when He comes again.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
阿爸天父，我们来到你的面前。
Abba Father, we came before you. We come before you.
因为你是我们的阿爸父。
Because you are our Abba Father.
在这个父亲节的主日的里头，
in this during this Father's Day.
我们特别思想到属灵的传承。
We reflect upon especially the inheritance of our spiritual inheritance.
按照使徒的教导，
based on the teaching about this, the disciples, apostles' teaching.
教会不只是有一代。
The church has not only one generation,
而是要到世代。
But to have four generations.
求主给我们恩典。
May God give us this grace.
也给我们各样的资源。
And all resources.
更是各样的智慧跟聪明
and also all the wisdoms,
让我们能够造就又一代又一代的忠心的信徒
so that we can build up generation after generation of our faithful servants
不只在教会的里头
not only in the church,
更是在社区的里头
but also in the community,
在我们的公司
in our company,
在我们的学校
In the school,
在我们的家庭的里头
in the family,
做主的精兵
become excellent soldiers of, the Christ,
讨你的喜悦
and please you,
被你来使用
and used by you,
叫许许多人能够领受你的祝福
so that many can be blessed through us,
然后也有人被你造就成为门徒
and also people can be built up as disciples through us.
我们如此祷告，奉我主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.